Okay, we're back with you tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Always love hearing from you, connecting with you online. Go to our Twitter at eRadioSports. And of course, remember, twice is always nice. We have so many great guests on our show each and every week. You can always listen at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. But right now, we're going one-on-one with Jason Peter. We're getting his insight and perspective on the NFL controversy. I've been talking about a number of different things, but I got to ask you, Jason, what do you think the credibility is right now of the NFL?
Well, it's not good. You can't say that this helped. And I mean, more in particular, I think it's with Roger Goodell, because ultimately he's the one that handed down the Ray Rice suspension. You know, I think that obviously that's, you know, the big incident that everybody is looking at. Obviously, Adrian Peterson has kind of taken over with the child abuse. I think it all kind of, it goes back to Roger Goodell, and that's kind of where I think it comes in with the advertisers. I'm sure that he is reaching out to those advertisers, and it's going to be a matter of, do they still feel comfortable with what he's saying? And if they do, then I imagine, you know, he'll be all right. I don't think viewership will suffer, you know, at least not, you know, maybe it takes a hit this weekend, maybe not. I don't know. We'll find out. But I just think that, you know, the NFL has survived a lot of things. You know, we've had players that have killed people. There have been players that have been killed by people. There's the concussion thing where, you know, players have killed themselves. I just think that all of these things are tragedies. But time, people, there's something else that pops up that's front page news, and all the attention goes to that. And the NFL, I think, will get through it, and I think they'll continue to keep their popularity and probably have the popularity grow, not as a result of what's happened, just because I think that this train was going in the right direction, at least from the public perception. You know, now if more skeletons continue to get, you know, revealed, then all bets are off. You can never tell what's going to happen in the future and the type of impact that something will have on the NFL. But I think, with the right punishments that are handed down, if people see that there's change and that this kind of behavior won't be tolerated, then I think, you know, the NFL just continues.
Well, you know, I mentioned the new female task force that's now on board. But do you think it's time for a new voice, new leadership, and perhaps a woman being the commissioner like Condoleezza Rice?
Yeah, I don't know. I know that Condoleezza Rice, she's on that playoff committee. You know, she's very well respected. I don't know. I don't know, I guess, enough about what is all needed to be commissioner. You're looking at attorneys most of the time, well-educated people. Obviously, she fills that role. But then there's also a side, I guess, where, you know, you have to be, I guess, very well educated with football. And obviously she must be if she was chosen for the selection committee. But I don't know, I guess, enough about her to, you know, make that kind of statement, whether for or against her. If a woman is well-versed and if she can do it, I have no problem with
Well,
that.
Yeah, you're an open-minded kind of guy. You're a father of two daughters, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
I would never tell them if they told me one day they came home and said, Daddy, I want to be the commissioner of the NFL. I would do everything in my power to help them.
Okay, we are quickly running out of time as Jason Peter is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Always one of our favorite guests we love talking to. Okay, so I cannot wait to get your thoughts and opinion on Florida State as they have suspended Jameis Winston for the first half of the Clemson game. We already knew this was going to be a compelling matchup, but the fact now that he is going to be sitting on the pine for that first half, just talk about the impact and how much does this impact his NFL career? Because I understand that his stock is plummeting quickly.
Yeah, I would imagine. This is the type of behavior, especially now, with you know, with everything that's going on, everything we just talked about in the NFL, they are looking at Jameis Winston, and it's like, what's going to happen next? And you know what? When I see this guy on, SportsCenter doing an interview and the apology is, you know, I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but it's beyond laughter at this point. I don't believe a word that guy said, and I've said that all along.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's coming out, you know, the both sides of his mouth, and there's not an honest word that comes out of his mouth, an honest statement. It's all BS. It's all about, you know, trying to just sell fans or sell the public whatever they want to hear. This kid has got issues. He really does. I mean, at what point do you say enough is enough? I mean,
Yeah. You
would think he would have learned his lesson. It's not like, you know, the prior incidents were just, you know, some small things that they just kind of swept under the rugs. I mean, those were front page news. I mean, obviously the rape accusation is front page. You know, stealing from a store is ultimately ended up front page. But now this, and it's just so dumb. At least with, you know, the crab legs, you could make the argument of, you know, well, a guy needs to eat or whatever. But for this, it's just so stupid. And that's the guy that you want making decisions? I mean, I'm telling you, if this kid wasn't just a pure athlete and really skilled, mm-hmm. at some point, though, during his football career, probably at Florida State, his decision-making is going to come into effect, and it's going to cost them a game.
Well, he just continues to embarrass himself. He's embarrassing the coaching staff and the program, yeah. And just a guy that doesn't get it. In fact, I was having this conversation with our oldest son, and I brought up a proverb. It says, a dog that returns to his vomit is like a fool that repeats its folly. I mean, this has been a repetitive theme for Jameis Winston.
Yeah, and you just would have, you know, I think any normal person would have thought that he would have learned his lesson and said to himself, ooh, you know, but he just continues to make mistakes.
Hey, Jason Peter has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Always a pleasure. We look forward to getting into it some more next week and enjoy the games this weekend. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.